Welcome, everyone, to the Deep Dive. We're here to really get under the hood of complex topics, and today we're doing something a bit different. Our main source, it's not a report or an article, it's actually a professional resume. Yeah, just one document. Our mission here is to look past the job titles, you know, the dates, and really uncover the story behind a career, how skills evolve, the big moves someone makes, what they actually did, and maybe get you thinking. What can a really well-put-together career summary tell us about where tech is going, and maybe even about your own path? So the resume we're digging into belongs to Yilmaz Mustafa, senior software engineer. What first caught my eye was, okay, 5+ years experience, clear focus on fintech, Java, EE. But then this mention of using AI and ML, interesting mix.
It really is. And you know, a resume, sure, it's a snapshot. But if you start connecting the dots, the summary, the education, skills, the actual job details, you can piece together a really compelling narrative. It's a story of deep expertise, definitely, but also constant learning, strategic moves. And it helps to know Yilmaz is 39. So this isn't just about starting out. It's about building and evolving mid-career. It shows how you can leverage a solid foundation to move into new areas, you know, without just throwing away all that experience. It's evolution.
Okay, right. Let's unpack that evolution. Starting with that foundation, it says 5+ years delivering secure fintech and Java E. And they're listed as an expert in Spring Boot microservices, plus APIs like REST, SOAP, gRPC. That sounds very enterprise, very solid. But how does that kind of deep, maybe traditional enterprise skill set actually set someone like Yilmaz up for, say, diving into AI?
Well, that's a great question. Because these aren't just, you know, terms on a page. They represent real depth in core systems. That's the bedrock. Think about their time at Swift. Working on high-volume financial messaging services, MTMX, that's the language banks use globally for critical, secure stuff.
Right, the plumbing of finance.
Exactly. Millions of transactions daily. That means Yilmaz was working where reliability is absolutely paramount. We're talking about engineering infrastructure that just cannot fail. A tiny bug could, well, it could be disastrous. So that experience, including that security upgrade, they did SHA-1 to SHA-256 in the Alliance Messaging Hub that shows a mastery of security and scale that, honestly, not many engineers get exposed to.
And it wasn't just doing it, right? They also taught this stuff. At INTech Brussels, the resume mentions delivering an enterprise Java curriculum to over 100 developers.
Yeah, and that's huge. Teaching complex topics forces you to understand them on a much deeper level. You can't just know the how, you need the why.
Right, you have to really break it down.
Precisely. It shows a fundamental grasp of principles. And then look at the list of related tech, JPA Hibernate, Spring Cloud, all those databases like PostgreSQL, Oracle, MySQL, even NoSQL with MongoDB, plus messaging systems, IBM MQ, RabbitMQ, Redis.
Wow, that's quite a list.
It is, but it's not just name dropping. It paints a picture of someone who truly commands the entire back end, building systems that scale, that talk to each other, that stay up. That's the kind of foundation you can really build on.
Okay, so solid foundation established. Now, here's where, like I said, it got really interesting for me. The resume mentions leveraging AML, specifically for vision and speech recognition. How does someone typically make that jump from, say, secure fintech to AI?
That is the fascinating part. It wasn't just adding a skill. It looks like a very deliberate strategic move. Yilmaz seems to have actively built a bridge from that solid enterprise background into AM. It's not just dabbling, it's backed up. Look at the ongoing postgraduate AI and ML at Erasmus Hogeschool Brussels.
Ah, okay, so formal study too.
Exactly, and look at the coursework. Computer vision with OpenCV and YOLO, machine learning fundamentals, data science, LLMs, audio and vision models, and critically, MLOps using infrastructure as code.
MLOps, so the operational side of machine learning.
Right, it's not just theory. And this ties directly into their recent freelance role, Feb to June 2025, The Task. Architect and deliver end-to-end AML solutions, computer vision pipelines, voice recognition services. Mm. So they're taking that learning and immediately applying it, building real-world AI systems. That's a powerful combination. Continuous learning, immediate application.
So building the AI models, but then, you know, getting them deployed and running reliably, that's a whole other challenge. And the resume mentions being proven in CI/CD automation, Docker Kubernetes, and scripting. How crucial is that side of things?
Oh, it's absolutely crucial. Brilliant AI models are useless if you can't get them into production reliably. And again, that freelance role gives us a concrete example. It says they containerize and deploy on Docker plus Kubernetes with fully automated CI/CD, ensuring zero downtime releases.
Zero downtime? Yeah. That's impressive.
It really is. It's like changing the engine while the car's moving, like you said earlier. It's what modern software delivery aims for. And the tools listed support this: Terraform, AWS, Jenkins, Sonar, Creeb. That shows a deep understanding of automating infrastructure, deployment, and quality control.
Okay, so clearly, strong technically, building complex stuff, deploying it effectively,
mm-hmm.
but resumes sometimes hint at impact beyond just the code itself. Does this one show how Yilmaz contributes maybe more broadly to the team or the business?
That's a really important point. And yes, it does seem to. It's not just about what they built, but the effect it had. Take the Matchbox. They contributed to custom Elasticsearch plugins that boosted job candidate matching accuracy. That's a direct line to business value. Better matching, better business.
Right, improving the core product.
Exactly. And they also built custom installation scripts for onboarding new developers. That's thinking about team efficiency, making life easier for colleagues, investing in the team's productivity.
Okay, that's interesting. What about at Swift?
Beyond the technical upgrade, it mentions they authored internal wiki to ensure seamless knowledge transfer. That's about legacy, making sure the knowledge doesn't just walk out the door when they leave. That shows real organizational thinking.
Leaving things better than you found them, Sandra.
Precisely. And even back at IonTech Brussels, developing those student management and QR attendance systems that the center actually adopted, that's initiative. Seeing a need and using technical skills to build a solution that improves how the place runs.
So it's a pattern of improving not just code, but processes, knowledge sharing.
Yeah, and you see the breadth of skills supporting this versatility too. TypeScript, React for the front end, Python with frameworks like FastAPI and Nest.js, Flask, scripting in Bash and PowerShell, RHEL for Linux environments, plus Scrum and Agile methodologies. It suggests a really holistic approach.
Right. Okay, so stepping back,
yeah.
What does this deep dive into just one resume tell us? What's the big picture here?
Well, what emerges isn't just a list of skills, is it? It's a narrative.
Yeah, definitely a story.
A story of someone mastering foundational tech, the heavy-duty fintech and Java stuff, building really critical systems, but then very intentionally pivoting and integrating cutting-edge AML. And crucially, throughout all of it, contributing beyond their own tasks, boosting the team, improving processes, sharing knowledge. That's a powerful combination.
It really highlights the value of not just deep technical skill, but also that adaptability. Right? The continuous learning that postgraduate degree is a clear sign, and the ability to connect the work to actual impact.
Absolutely. Whether it's handling millions of financial messages or training developers or building internal tools, it demonstrates how strategic skill development can really drive impact. And it reinforces that idea of mid-career evolution, building on, not discarding, experience.
So we looked closely at one person's career story told through their resume. It makes you think, doesn't it? How this document, often just seen as, you know, a list of facts, can actually reveal such a dynamic journey of growth and strategic choices. What are the unwritten stories your own experiences might tell, beyond just the bullet points on paper? Something to mull over. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.